Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Gimel. Lag in Shabbos, and as we'll see, today is the source for the entire Lag Ba'Omer story. Not just a coincidence that we have Lag Ba'Omer story on Lag B'Shabbos. Okay, so, but there's a lot of other inyanim that come up, so we'll go to the two dots on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. Says the Gemara towards the bottom. Ba'avon, we're still talking about different sins, different averas that cause different punishments. How do we get into this whole discussion? Based on the Mishnah. Mishnah said that there are three averas that Nashim Meisos B'Shasli Dasan. So now we have a blot and a half related to other averas that are caused by certain situation other averas which cause punishments. Says the Gemara, Ba'avon Gezel, because of the Avon of Gezel, of stealing, Hagovai Ole, the Harav Oveh, the Govai, the grasshoppers, the destructive grasshoppers, not the kosher ones that Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes Karnei Chagavim about. His sefer that tells us what grasshoppers we're allowed to eat and what we're not allowed to eat. The grasshoppers like it by the makas. Hagovai ole v'harav hoveh, and hunger is prevalent. Ubnei adam ochlin b'sar b'nei mevonaseim, and Rachmana Litzlan, people have to eat the flesh of their own families. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shimu adavar azeh parot habashan, listen, You paros habashan, the cows of Bashan, asher bahar shomron, ha-oshkos dalim, ha-rotzitzos evyonim. So we say, what does that mean? The ones who are oshek and rotzitz crush the evyonim. So amar rava rava darshins kagon, who is this passage referring to? Kagon hani nashi de mechuza. Like the women of mechuza, to achlam v'lo avden, that eat and they don't work. Meaning what? Rashi has two opinions. Numbers, they don't eat, they don't work, and therefore they're going to end up having to steal from their husbands. Number one, Rashi says, Nimsa Gozel says Baalehen. Or number two, because the husbands have to support a wife that doesn't work but spends so much and so much and so much, he's going to end up stealing. So either she's going to steal from him, or he is going to end up Garmos Labailim Ligzol. So this is, we're continuing to darshan the pasuk viksiv. So that pasuk in Amos refers to Oshek and Rotzeis, people who are stealing, and these women viksiv. And then the following pasuk says Hikasi Eschem, and I will hit you with Bishidafon Ubiyerakon, all these plagues of the crops. Harbos Ganosechem Vikarmechem, you will have many gardens and vineyards. Useinechem Vizeisechem Yochalagazam, but the dates, the figs, I'm sorry, and the olives will be eaten by the gazam, which is a plague of locusts. Viksiv, yeser ha-gazam ochel ha-arbe, v'yeser ha-arbe ochel ha-yelek, all different types of locusts, v'yeser ha-yelek ochel ha-chasil. That's a puzzle, right? Rashi quotes in Sefer Shmos, related to, right, the Ohaya Arbe. There's nothing like this in the history of the world. So Rashi quotes this pasuk in Yoel. There was a lot of locusts in the time of Yoel also. It sounded pretty bad. So Rashi there in Shmos quotes, but in Mitzrayim it was one type. It was one sug. There was never any type of plague with that type of locusts. Unlike any other, and it was destructive locusts. It wasn't just annoying locusts. Like sometimes along the East Coast of America, every, 17, 18 years, you get a shower of whatever those things are called. Sorry, the cicadas. You get you're surrounded by cicadas. Right, so once ever, that's just annoying, and you step on them, and, you can't see where you're going. But here, it was destructive. So Rashi there in Shmos says that was one type, and Yoel it was various types. Viksiv, Yixar Yamin Vareh, Vyochal Al Smol, Velo Savu, they will not be satiated. Ish Besar Zro Yochelu, Ish, the arm of his, the flesh of his arm he will eat. Al Tichri Besar Zro, El Besar Zaro. Just once grasshoppers comes up, I'll mention again, it came up, the last time we discussed it months and months ago, related to the kashrus of grasshoppers and non-grasshoppers, the story of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We know he wrote a sefer Karnei Chagavim on all the halakhas of grasshoppers, which we've quoted in the past. He wrote svarim on many things that nobody else focuses on, right? He's a whole sefer on Egel Arufa, whole sefer on four-volume set Derech Emunah on the Rambam and Hilchos Zrayim. But there was a halakha that he learned that from a Gemara that we all think is just a story. Right, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma the story about Nicanor, where Nicanor made the doors for the Beis Hamikdash, and he put them on a boat, and there was a tremendous storm, and they had to throw one of the doors off the boat, and he was very upset. They were going to throw the other door, and he jumped on the door and said, "If you throw this one, I'm going with it." And all of a sudden the storm subsided and he was able to save his other door. But he was crying the whole way to Akko. Until he gets to Akko, he was crying. Until he gets there and he sees Bederach Nes, either the door was floating next to the boat or a fish had swallowed the door. And the door made it to Akko. So the Gemara tells us that later on when Shlomo HaMelech had made all the doors of the Beis HaMikdash into gold, originally they didn't have the resources to do that, but they changed all the doors into gold, they kept this one as copper. Because of the Nes. Because of the Nes, they didn't change it. They want to remember the Nes that happened with Nicanor. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when they just did construction in his house last year, after the Rebbetzin was Niftara, they were doing construction trying to connect the kids' houses with his apartment. There was one wall that he didn't let them take down. It was in the middle of the apartment. No, you can't take down this wall. Why? Because there was a story, a true story. What happened? He was writing his sefer, and there was one type of grasshopper that couldn't figure out what it looked like and what it was kosher, not kosher. And right at that very moment, a grasshopper jumped out of the wall of his house, landed on his gemara, and let him be examined by the Gadol Hador. Right? So he stood there, and then after he went, it jumped away. So there's a video on YouTube. He said somebody asked him, you know, is it true? He goes, right? It was true. So he says because that wall. Was a nace was done with that wall, right? Dafka says, I'm not breaking down that wall, right? Because of Nicanor, right? They left the doors that the nace was done, so that wall is staying put, right? Because that was my grasshopper wall. Okay? When you talk about grasshoppers, you can't move without that story. Okay, Bavon, line 5. Bavon, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we didn't add on the breaking down of the wall, right? Because it hadn't happened yet a couple of months ago. Okay, Bavon, Inu Yadin, Viter. Other sins. Bavon inui hadin. Inui. What is inui hadin? Delaying the din. Once the dayanim know already what exactly is the din, what's going to be the gemar din, and they just delay, just to be ma'ane, just to torture the defendant and to have him wait. V'ivus hadin, or purposely perverting justice. V'kilkol hadin, or not purposely, just not doing my job, and therefore memela, I was negligent in the din. All of these, ubitul Torah, and causing bitul Torah, all of these, or being in fulfillment of bitul Torah, cherev, ubiza, rava, the sword and spoilage gets greater, v'dever, batzores, ba, ubnei adam, ochlemen, and svein, and people eat, but they're not satiated. V'ochlen lachman b'mishkal, and they have to measure out, they have to ration out their bread. Ration out bread. They can't just eat whatever they want. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, in the Tochacha, Ve'vesi aleichem cherev, no chemes nakam bris, v'chulu, and I'll bring cherev, right? This is a punishment of all the avon and the inui, which is merumaz in the psukim. Rashi quotes it. V'chulu ve'im bris ala Torah, sh'ne'emar im lo brisi yom v'alayla, v'chulu. That's a remez to the bitul Torah. V'ksiv v'shivri lachem mata lechem, v'yafu eser nashem v'chulu, v'ksiv yan ubiyanu b'mishpatay ma'asu. Included in the making disgusting my laws, that's all of these, inui and ivus, all the items that have to do with mishpat. Interesting, mishpat being makalka ladin. I think we had a shir on this once. Oh, by the way, Besim, there'll be a daf b'in shir tonight on the mitzvah of ma'akeh, the mitzvah of putting up a fence. So some lumdis, some halacha lamaisa, that'll be tonight at 9:30, right after Ma'arif. But getting back to mishpat, so I think we had a shir a couple of years ago relating to, there's a Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama, and there's a Yom Shel Shlomo in Maseches Baba Kama that talk about being mekalkel din, purposely perverting justice, or not only perverting justice, but misrepresenting Torah law, and perverting it in that way, that could be an isser that is even comparable to Yehorik Val Yavar in some degree. The Rambam writes this in the Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvot, Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. This is the Raisa of being scared of a defendant. If I'm a judge, and I'm about to pass in a certain way, and the defendant comes over to me and says, your family better watch out if you rule against me. Right? So what is the halacha? So if I didn't take the case yet, then I could remove myself. I don't want to take the case. That's mutter. But once I judged, and I'm about to paskin, and you've already gone through the deliberations, lo taguru mipnei ish. The pasuk says, don't be scared of anybody. The halacha is, you have to say the halacha. And the Rambam quotes the Sifri. And the Sifri says, even if he threatens your wife and your kids and your own life, lo taguru mipnei ish. All the Esti Achronim. I don't understand this. It was one of the big three up there. Put your life in danger to do this mitzvah. Right? So did not violate this Avera? So the Yom Shel Shlomo in Maseches Baba Kama says yes. To misrepresent Torah, to misrepresent Halacha, So that is a Ivus Hadin, and that could be one of the big three. Where does the Amshal Shlomo say this? In Baba Kama, I think it's the Aflam Ches, where the Gemara has a story there. I think it was the Romans that came to the Jews to learn Torah. Two officers. And when they left, they said, you know what? We accept everything. We think everything in this law book is okay, except for one halacha, which we think is racist. The halacha of a Jew's ox that gores a non-Jew's ox, pater. A non-Jew's ox, the Jew's ox was chayv nezek shalom. So that halacha, right, that's against our sensibilities, and therefore we think that is wrong. Okay, but everything else is okay. So ask Tosfos, why didn't they lie? Their mom was putting themselves to be kuach nefesh. Right, the Romans could have said, this halacha proves you racist, we're wiping you out. Why didn't Tosfos say that? Besides the fact that how could they teach a non-Jew's Torah? Right, those two questions Tosfos asked. So the Tosfos deals with that issue, that how could they not, why didn't they just lie? So the Yamshel Shlomo, based on Tosfos there, says, you see, misrepresenting Torah and Halacha could be on par with the big three Averis, Yehari Val Yavar, right? It's more of a national message of misrepresenting Torah. So that's related to here, Ivus Adin, Kilkol Adin. There, it's even L'Shem Shamayim. Even if one is doing it to protect themselves, it could be Yehari Val Yavar. And that could be the connection between, once heard this from another Rav, could be the connection between the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugyas, why some of the Rabbanim didn't want to say, oh, Balmum, right? If you put the Bar Kamsa to death, they're going to say a Balmum is Chayim Misa. So what? So Yehari Val Yavar, you're worried about the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is it might be a misrepresentation of Torah. And therefore, that was the issue behind some of the views of the Rabbanim involved in the story. Okay, let's continue with the two dots. Ba'avon, Shvuah Shav, v'Shvuah Sheker, because of the sin of these false oaths. What's the difference between a Shvuah Shav and a Shvuah Sheker? Two separate Yisurei Daraisas. So Shav is a meaningless Shvuah. Meaningless Shvuah. I swear that a tree is a tree. Or I swear that a tree is a rock. Right, that Shvuah Shav. I swear that I am going to any useless shvuas. That's shav. That's what Rashi here says. Rashi say it here. Call him a shana es hayadua. Kagon ala ishu isha. You swear that a man is a woman or a woman is a man. Right? Any type of useless shvuah. Either obvious or wrong. The Rambam talks about different types of shavs. Sheker is a false shvuah. Sheker is what we call a lie. Right? Rashi says, she'ein bada'usu nikeres umamin sheker lebrios. I tell him, I swear I ate a hamburger today. I didn't eat a hamburger. Or I swear I will eat and I don't eat. Right? Sheker is two, the future and the past. Both of them lie. So Shvuah Sheker. V'chilul Hashem. V'chilul Hashem. V'chilul Shabbos. Chaya Ra'a Rabba. So because of these Averos, wild animals become increased. Ubehema Kala, and one's own personal animals become decimated. Uvnei Adam Mismaatin, people stop being around. Vahadrachim Mishtomimin, and the drachim become desolate. Shnei Amar Vim Be'ela Lo Sivasuli, Atikri Be'ela Ela Ba'ala. Don't read it as Be'ela, as the Pasuk says, but Ba'ala with Averis related to oaths. That's Allah. Viksiv, Vishlachti Vachem, as Chayas Asada Vachulu. Right, and I sent to you the Chayas Asada, the wild animals. Viksiv, Vishua Sheker, Veloti Shavu, Vishmi Lashaka, Vachilalta, Shem Alokecha. By Shua Sheker, you see the Lashon of Chilul, Ubechel Hashem, Ksiv, Velosachalu, Hashem Kachi, Ubechel Shabbos, Ksiv, Umechalem, Osumas. So all the Lashon of Chilulim, of desecration, connects all of these contexts. The Yal of Chilul, Chilul, Mishua Sheker. All these contexts are connected through the language of Chilul. How does one define Chilul Hashem? How does one define Chilul Hashem? So we've mentioned Chilul, the Lashon Chilul just means empty. Whenever you have a Lashon like a Chalal is a Kohen who is emptied from his Kedushas Kahuna. A Kohen who marries a divorcee, their child is a Chalal. Empty. Outer space in modern Hebrew is called Chalal. Right, it's space. Right, Chilul is always Mechil Hashem. You have emptied God from that area. Right, that's a Chilul Hashem. It's empty. Right, contexts where we see Chilul also. Rashi has a very specific definition though. What's Chilul Hashem? Rashi says, Adam Gadol Shebnei Adam Lemeidim Heimenu Ve'enonis HaBemasav. Somebody who is in a position where people look at him or her and see them and learn from them. The Gemara many times says, Adam Gadol Shiny. What does that mean? So Rav Shechter likes to quote, an Adam Gadol has to be above regular behavior. Because everybody looks at the Adam Gadol and says, well, if he does that, I'm going to go right under. Right there. right under. So an Adam Gadol has to look at himself and say, I have to behave above that, even if I don't want to, because everybody learns from me, and therefore I got to be above. So that's Adam Gadol Shiny. That's what Rashi says. And if somebody has a Chil Hashem, that's an even, right, unintentional. Of course, Chil Hashem, Rechman Al-San, if somebody is Lechal Hashem Shamayim. That's not a Chiddush. But Chil Hashem is even unintentional. If somebody just behaves in a certain way, that's not high enough, because people are going to learn. Nimsu hakatanim mizalzalim b'Torah al yado. Others are mizalzal Torah because of him. But omrim zehu meivin shein mamish b'Torah v'mitzvos nimsa shein mischalal nasa dvarav chulin v'chulu, and therefore one has to be extremely careful. The Rambam Menuchas Deus has a whole parak related to a Talmud Chacham. The Rambam says, not besides, but most of Menuchas Deus is about everybody, all of us. Al through Dalit is about Bechira Chafshis and about health and the middle, the meat, the golden mean, the Shvil Azov. It's the Rambam's famous Lashon about being in the middle path. That's Perek Dalit. But Perek Hey, the Rambam then says, Kishayim Shach Chacham Nikar Bem Chachmaso Ubedeyosav. Just like a Chacham is recognizable as Nikar through his wisdom and his opinions, for who moved Dal Bahen Mishar Ha'am, and he separated for the rest of the Am, Kain Sarach Lios Nikar Bem Ma'asav. So too through his actions, b'ma'achalo, u'b'mashkeyu, how he eats, how he drinks, u'b'b'ilaso, how he's with his wife, u'b'asiyasrachav, how he goes to the bathroom, u'b'diburo, u'b'hilucho, u'b'malbusho, u'b'kilkul dvarav, u'b'masa'o, u'b'matano. Wow. That's a high level. We have to, if anybody's a chacham, so they have to make sure that in all areas of their life, they have a certain standard, because everybody learns from them. It's a responsibility. Every element of a chacham's actions, right? They have to take their position very seriously, and they have to make sure their actions are perfect and beautiful. And then the Rambam goes through each one of these. How does a chacham eat? How does a drachem? Carry himself? Well, who does he eat with? How does he talk? Right? Who does he talk with? Goes through each one. How is he? Right? How does he walk around on anywhere? And the Rambam goes through an entire parak. Good, that's parakeh. That's similar to this Rashi. This Rashi says, Achil Hashem is for everybody, but especially for the higher a person is in their avodas Hashem, then the higher responsibility they have in terms of Chil Hashem. There's one more, Chashuke Chemet, not really connected, but it's here on the Chil Hashem. We haven't had one in a couple of days, so I'll mention it. Chil Hashem, this is the case. Sheila, there's a woman who's having a baby. A Yoledes. It's Shabbos. She can either get into the bus that is being Mechal Shabbos. I guess she lives in a city where the buses go on Shabbos. Right? The buses are going on Shabbos. That's right in front of her. She can get onto that bus and have her take her to the hospital. Or she could just go into a private car and drive to the hospital. Which is better. Which is less. You gotta have to do one of them, right? Yoledes, she's having a baby, she's allowed to get into the car on Shabbos. But is it better to go into the bus? The bus is going anyway. And maybe this will at least let the bus driver be doing a mitzvah, even though, you know, up until now he's just being mechalal. Will that be chal Hashem? Or no, go in a private car. So he says, l'chora, you should go on the bus. Why? For a number of reasons. Number one, you're saving this guy from chal Shabbos. Now when he's pressing on the gas each time, he's not being mechalal Shabbos because you're on the bus. Number two, l'manach, I said, why should you? You don't have to go in the car. Save yourself from not going in the car. So he quotes, on the surface, you would say, get on the bus. He says, but, ula me'ita chayem esiba shetadif esamachodeh, go in the car. Why? We've quoted this in the past. Does the bus driver really get credit for not being Mechal Shabbos if he has no intention and he would have done it anyway? We mentioned this machlokas in the past, the machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Should a non-frum doctor, should a frum doctor switch call with a non-frum doctor? He's going to the hospital anyway, so he might as well go on Shabbos. At least, instead of driving to the golf course, you know, he'll drive to the hospital. He'll be doing a mitzvah. Or, that's what Ramosha says. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, he's not getting credit for Shmir Shabbos by driving to the hospital, because he would drive to the golf course. Right? So if he's only doing it because it's convenient for him, then you don't get the credit. And he discusses the basis of that on a Beis Halevi in Parsha Shavos, which we mentioned in a Haggadah Shir 4 or 5 years ago. Anyway, so the Chashuki Chemet ends up saying, Pashtus is, she should go into the car because there's no responsibility for me to prevent this driver from doing anything. He's doing it anyway. But I have to go in there and people might see me. Either way, so related to Chil Shabbos, that's what he seems to end off. Seems to end off, and he says, look at Shabbos Lama Gimel, Ba'avon Chil Hashem Yishon Nash Onshim No Ra'im. And therefore, the more public you are, it could be that you're going to, it's going to lead to problems. But again, if somebody has the heter to do it, Dr. Abraham likes to quote of Shlomo Zalman's Psak, that if there's a an ambulance driver, and he has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, so he should get into the ambulance and drive it on Shabbos with the strimal on. That's where Shlomo Zalman's Lashon. Because this is a mitzvah. This is your mitzvah. You drive it to the hospital. You should be proud of it. You should drive it to the hospital. This is what you have to do. This is Shmir Shabbos. Okay. Bavon. Fight. Bavon shvichas damim beis hamikdash charev. Because of murder, Rachmanu l'Islam, one of the big three averus. The beis hamikdash gets destroyed. V'shchina mistalekas v'yisrael, and the shchina leaves. Shneamar. V'lo sachnifu v'chulu. You shouldn't be machnif to the land. That's the Lashon. But if you are, do and purify the land, you will not live there. You go into Galus, and I will not be there. So Shvichas Damim gets its own. It's not a whole list of Averis. Shvichas Damim, murder, gets its own. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. The Rambam says there, in Hilchos Rotzeach, even though there are many terrible Averos, the Rambam says there is no Avera in the book that is as destructive and undermining of society, it's obvious, but the Rambam says it, as Shvichas Damim, as murder. And that's what the Rambam says. The only Avera, this is the Rambam Shita, not everybody agrees. The Mishnayos and Maseches Sanhedrin discuss that sometimes if there's only circumstantial evidence to something, Bezdin knows this guy did it, but there's something wrong with the testimony, so you can put him in jail, put him in kippah, right? The Mishnah says that, and then you feed him barley, certain things, and Hashem is like, it's like the male sota. Hashem will take care of whoever's in jail. The Rambam holds that that's only done by murderers. It's the only aveira that you take him off the street, because there you have to get him off the street. There is a destruction of society. That's the Rambam. The Avopishish Avonos Chamurin Mishvichas Damim. Even though per se, on a personal level, there might be aveiras that are more chamur. How do you know that? Because murder doesn't get skila. Murder doesn't get skila. So you know, we always have to know, skilas are the worst. Avodah Zara, Chilul Shabbos. So even though on a personal level, there could be averus worse than murder, but on a societal level, there's nothing worse. Ein bohen hashchasas yeshuvo shel olam kishvichas damim. That's a crucial Rambam. Afilo Avodah Zara, v'ein tzarech lomar arayos o Chilul Shabbos, einon kishvichas damim. That's the worst. She'elu avonos hein me'averus she'menadam makadosh baruch hu. Avos arayos. Interesting. Avos shvichas damim me'averus she'beino levein chavero. But murder is one of the big three that has to do with others. V'chol mi she'ish b'yado avon zeh harei zeh rasha gamor ve'ein kol ha'mitzvah she'asa kol yamav shkulin keneged avon zeh. All of the mitzvahs in your life cannot outweigh the one mitzvah, the one aveira of murder, and it will not save a person. Look at Achav, it gives examples. We discussed in Mitzvah Shir a couple of years ago, when we discussed Los Sirtzach. What about all the quasi Los Sirtzach? What about embarrassing one's friend in public? Right? Is that Ki'ilu, Mevaish Pechaver Barabim? Is that, how Kishvi Chazamim is that? Are you letting me Mechal Shabbos to prevent somebody from being embarrassed in public? Sorry, you wouldn't say that, but you have to know exactly how far do you take Mivayish Pechaver. So we discussed that then. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. There's a lot more, but we're moving. Biavon Gili Arayis, Avodas Kochav Vashmadas Shmi, because of the sin of Gili Arayis, Avodas Zara. Right, so as we said, murder got its own statement. So now we have the other ones. Gili Arayis, Avodas Zara, Vashmadas Shmita Vyovlos, not keeping Shmita and Yovel, which is also a denial of God being in charge. Also a denial. Galus bala olam, right? This is also based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak. Galus comes. Umaglin osan ubain achareyam yoshim bimkamon. And others come and sit in your place. Shneamar is ki eskala toivos ha'el asuan sheharetz v'chulu. They did all of these terrible things. V'ksiv atitma ha'aretz v'efkod avona aleha v'chulu v'ksiv v'lasaki ha'aretz eschem betama achem osa. And the land will not vomit you out when you are metame it through these averos. Ubavodes kochavim ksiv v'nasadi es pigrech. I will make desolate your Beis HaMikdash, v'chulu, v'eschem ezareh bagayim, b'shmitimu b'yovelos k'siv, arz tirtza aretz eshap sosea, kol yimei ha-shabah, v'atem ba'aretz oyvechem, v'chulu, v'ksiv, kol yimei ha-shamah tishpos. So you see all of them refer to galus, refer to the land becoming desolate, and Bnei Yisrael being kicked out. Good. Vayter, ba'avon nivlos, I'm sorry, ba'avon nivlos peh, nivl peh. This is the one of the nivel pet gemaras in Shas, right here. Making disgusting my mouth. Using my mouth, using my words for disgusting purposes. The Chafetz Chaim writes in a number of his svarim that we have to realize more than any other action or sense in our body, we have more guards for our speech. More guards for our speech, right? For our eyes, we have one guard, right? Your eyelids, right? For our ears, we have one guard, right? Put your earlobe into your ears, right? For your nose, close your nostrils. One guard. Speech, we have our tongue is a little has to be used, but we have two guards. We have our teeth and our lips. Two guards, because that one you got to be extra careful about. Chafetz Chaim says the only one. Because we gotta be very careful about that one. So nibble peh, bavo nibbles peh, tsaros rabos, vigzeros kashos, mischachos. Right, terrible tragedies start. Ubachure sone Yisrael mesim, and the young sone Yisrael, which is a euphemism, mesim. Yisomos, yisomim v'almanos soakim enonanim. Orphans and widows might cry, but if they've used nibble peh, they won't be answered. Shenemar, akinah bachurav lo yisbach Hashem. Ves yisomov es almanosav lo yirachem. He won't have rachmanis. Ki kulo chaneif umeira. Because it's all negative. Chopet dover nevala. Bechozos lo shav apo. His anger will not be returned. Va'od yadonu tuya. And his hand is still outstretched. My va'od yadonu tuya. What does that mean? That God's hand is still outstretched. Amar v'chanan barava. Hakol yod. An example of nivel peh. Hakol yod. And what does nivel peh mean? It doesn't just mean certain words that hopefully aren't anywhere near our vocabulary. But it means even, you know, gray area, even little things that are inappropriate. Hakol yodin kailam nechus alachupa. Everybody knows what's going to happen the first night after a man and a woman get married. Everybody knows what's happening. To talk about it. To refer to it. Elakalam navel piv. Afilu chosmin alav gzardin shal shivim shana latova. Even if somebody has 70 years of goodness decreed for them, hofchen alav l'ra. Let's turn l'ra. Right, that's the right, there's nothing else on the page that you have such a description. And not only that, Amar Rabba Bar Sheila, Amar Chizda, Kol Benavel es piv ma'amikin lo gehenim. They get a deep place in Gehenim. Deep place. Shenamar shucha amuka, a deep place, pizaris. Let's continue for a minute, and then I'll make a comment. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, af shomea v'shoseg. Not only if you say it, but even if you hear it, and you don't say anything about it. If somebody is involved with people and he doesn't comment, that he has a choice. If it's a coworker that you don't have any control over, okay, what can I do? You can try your best. But if it's in a certain circle, a certain chevra, so you have to run away. Shenemar, or it could even be if you're watching something. Shomea v'shoseg. That goes into my neshama. Shenemar zu'um Hashem yipol sham. The anger of Hashem will fall there. Stop there for a minute. What's ma'amikin lo? He has a low place. Low place of two ideas. I saw beautiful. Number one, I saw one of the achronim, the Nachlas Azriel. I'm not sure who that is. So I quoted. Says that we know the Sefer HaChinuch says that misery loves company. That's why you blow shofar when you let your slaves go free during Yovel, because, you know, you're very upset. You're losing your good servant. Oh, you hear the shofar? Oh, everybody's setting a, right? The misery loves company, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Hebrew. But so he said, ma'amikin lo, even in Gehenim you're going to be alone. At least most of them in Gehenim, you see everybody else in Gehenim. So we're like, misery loves company. But ma'amikin lo, you can have your own spot, right? Solitary, right, in Gehenim. Rachman al Islam, part of the Yonesh. The Ben Yehoyada, very interesting. Ben Yehoyada says, two Ben Yehoyadas today. He says, what do you mean, ma'amik? You're in Gehenim, you're in Gehenim. What's the difference? So he says, v'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya. Sometimes Hashem's going to take the tzaddikim just to walk past the doorway of Gehenim. So the ones that are on the edge that could be pulled by the magnetic field of the tzaddik, you know, you're affected by it. Those that are in a high place in Gehenim. Right, well, who had that? Rashi quotes Al Torah, Bnei Korach. They're the Makom Mivsar, right? A high place in Gehenna. The exact opposite lashon of Ma'amikin. Afilu she'in koltim osam yeshlam nachas ruach v'hanoa min nishmas hatzadika over es kenegdam. Kamo, like if you're by the doorway of Gehenna, you at least like feel the tzaddik walking by. Kamo shadam yoshei betoket, like you're sitting in the sun and somebody walks by and his shadow passes you. You're like, ah, a little bit of nachas ruach. He says that's a person who's like up top. V'chein, im yinashiv eiz aruach tov l'fisha dafka yehenem. V'chein arishayim, aval zeh ma'amikin lo gehenem. Shu misrachik harbi mipesach gehenem, vein magia lo hanam mitzad ha'avaras nifshos ha'tzadikim al pesach gehenem. So when the tzadikim walk by, get no benefit. No benefit, says the Ben Yoyada. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Moshia, Kalam Marik Atzmola Avera. Anyone who cleans themselves out. What does that mean? They clean their schedule off to do an Avera. They focus on it. Chaburos Upson Yotzenbo. Wounds are affecting. Shneamar Chaburos Petza Tamruk Bara. Chaburos will affect somebody who's Mimarek. Darshaning, empties out their schedule to do ra. V'lo od ela shenidon b'hadroken. Not only that, but they get hadroken, a type of sickness. Rashi just says, choli hu. It is a sickness. Shneamar umakos chadrei vaten. Right, it's some type of intestinal inside sickness. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, simen l'aveira hadroken, a simen for an aveira. A stam aveira is always related to arayas. Simen for an aveira is hadroken, whatever that illness is. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel meaning hadroken hein. There are really three types of hadroken. Shal aveira of aveira, which means arayas ava. Your skin becomes thick. Vishal ra'ev, if it's hadroken of ra'ev, of being, hunger, tafuach, it'll be, your skin will become swelled. Vishal kshafim dak, but if it's because you were involved in kishuf, so then it's, your skin's gonna become thinned. Shmuel akadam chashbe, Shmuel akadam had hadroken. The author of V'lamalshinim. Amar, Rebbeinu Shalom, me Mephis. Who's going to throw a goral and realize that I'm not getting this because of my sins? Who's going to throw a goral? So Itzi, he got healed. Got a stroke, had Rachmanis on him. Abaya Chashbe, Amar Rava, Yadana Be Benachmeni Demach Benafshe. Rava says about Abaya, I know about Nachmeni, he just starves himself. And that's why he got this illness, not because, chas v'shalom, he did any aveira. Two very important ha'aris on this one little line. I know about Nachmeni. First of all, it was Abaya or Nachmeni. What was his real name? Machlokes. Machlokes Rishonim. Was his real name Abaya and his nickname was Nachmeni, or vice versa? See on the side? Ayin Rashi Gittin. Lamed Dalet. Rashi there in Gittin says, Abaya was his real name. But Nachmeni was his nickname. Why? Because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was a good friend of him, and Rabbi loved his father. So he called his friend and his father's name a lashon of endearment. He called him by Nachmeni. That's Rashi over there in Masechas Gittin. But if you look in the Gilyon HaShas there, in Gittin Lamed Dalet, I think I've wrote it, just the opposite. He quotes the Aruch, who says, no, his real name was Nachmeni. But his father's name was Nachmeni, so he didn't want to call his friend by his father's name. Right, because Nachmeni wasn't such a popular name. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. If my father's name is an unusual name, and I have a friend who has that name, it could be inappropriate. I'll know some, think of any unusual name. Not the whatever is considered unusual. So says the, I'm not going to say any name, because somebody out there is going to have the name I mentioned. So, anyway, but that's what the, that's what Gemara says. That's why he gave it the name Abaya, which means, Abaya was an orphan. It either means Av Hashem, right, of Abaya, or the pasuk in Treyasar says Asher b'cha Yerucham Yasom. That's the Rashi Tevis of Abaya. Asher b'cha Yerucham Yasom. Hashem takes care of the Yasomim. That is number one. Machlokas Rishonim. What was Abaya's real name? The other amazing point that the Yamshel Shlomo makes. The Yamshel Shlomo says he puts together two Gemaras. Those are always the greatest points. Later on, we're going to have a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The last line on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Abaya says, Tasi Li, whenever I see a rabbi that finishes a Masechta, I make him a party. I make a big siyum. That's one of the two sources in Shas for making a siyum. That line of Abaya going on to Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, I make siyum for the rabbis. The Yamshel Shlomo said, that's pretty amazing. Abaya always starved himself. Right? That's what our Gemara says. He starved himself, but when it came to Kavod HaTorah, it went to Chibuv Mitzvah, he was very excited. Where does the Yamshel Shlomo say this? In Bava Kamma. In the seventh parak of the Yamshel Shlomo, where he has a page on Siyumim. That's where he suggests that I think you should say Shasimcha Bimono by a Siyum. Right? That what he say at a wedding, because there's no greater Simcha than a Siyum. So in that context, he quotes this amazing point about Abaya, putting these two Gemaras together. Lama Gimel and Kuf Yud Ches, right? Even though he starved himself, still, he always made parties for Siyumim. Good, we continue. Just to come for that ha'ara today, Dayenu, Baruch Hashem. Rava Chashbei. Rava also was sick with hadroken. But didn't Rava say, Nefishi Ketile Kedar, Minefiche Kafan. People who have intestinal problems are more than people who starve themselves. Meaning, Rava didn't really believe in starving themselves. That's why he said, oh, Abai, he starves himself. So how did he get this illness? So, Shiny Rava, da ansile rabbanan beidnei balkarche. Wow. Rava was different because the students forced him. The students were constantly asking him questions. They didn't even let him go to the bathroom. So that's how he got sick, because he never got out, never was able to take care of himself, because the Talmidim were always forcing him to stay in the shir to answer their questions. So all the achronim get into the act here. Is one allowed to do that? If one has to go to the bathroom, one can hold it in because one's involved in answering questions of Talmidim. So the Truma Sadeshin, the Magen Avraham quotes the Truma Sadeshin, who says it could be that this Gemara tells us that you could violate an Issa Drabanan for Kavod Abrius. He's in the middle of answering questions. Bal Tashaksu, so probably is Issa Drabanan. Right, there are two different days in the Rishonim, but the Truma Sadeshin assumes that it's an Issa Drabanan. Maybe that's what you see from this Gemara. Either way, the students should be understandable. And should say, if the Rebbe has to go to the bathroom, so then they have to let him go to the bathroom. Tana Rabanan. Dalet Simanim, and there are four Simanim related to sicknesses. Simin la Avera Hadroken. The Simin for Avera, which we meant is Arias, is Hadroken. Simin la Sinas Chinam, Yarkon. Sinas Chinam, reflection of that is Yarkon jaundice. Simin la Gasus Haruach, Anias. The Simin for Gasus Haruach, for haughtiness, is Anias. We see a lot of haughty people that are very rich. So Rashi says, on the bottom, quoting from Kedushin, Anias de Torah. Anias de Torah. Right, if you're haughty, you're not going to have true Torah knowledge. Simin l'lashon hara, and if it seems like you do, then it must be something flawed about it. Simin l'lashon hara, askara. Lashon hara is askara, a throat ailment, because that's what lashon hara was, a throat sickness. Tana rabbanan, askara, the throat illness, some type of coughing, terrible sickness. Ba'ala olam. Remember, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim had askara. So the Gemara says in Beth Din Yuvamis, for the 24,000 Talmidim. So Askra Bala Olam Ala Meiser. Askra comes if somebody eats untithed produce. Ha'ochel Peros Tevalim, Rashi says. Right, so that will cause Askra. Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, Omer, Alashin Hara. Lashin Hara brings Askra, as we just said before. Omar Rav Evi Tamer Reb Shua Ben Levi. Maikra, what's the Pasuk? Vamelach Yismach Be'elokim. Yishalel kol anishba bo ki yisacher bi dovrei shaker. Literally, dovrei shaker stopped yisacher, but we darshan it to mean askara. Period. Ibailu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says lashon hara, is he arguing or adding al lashon hara ka'amar, only lashon hara? O dilma af al lashon hara nami ka'amar, or is it also lashon hara? Is it also lashon hara? So now we're going to quote a nice big story. Along the way, we see a detail which is going to get us into the Rishim Bayachai Gemara. Tashma, Akshenichnasu, Rabbi Sinai Karen B'Yavne. Hayisham, when the rabbis went into Karen B'Yavne. When did they go to Karen B'Yavne? After Churban Bayasheni. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai asked Vespasian, please save the Sanhedrin. Can we go to Yavne? And he says, fine. So they went to Yavne. So they went into Karen B'Yavne. Hayisham, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. These three great rabbis. Nishla Shila Zubifnehem. This question was asked. Maka Zubifnehem, Matchelas, Bebnehem. Why does askara start in the intestines and finish in the throat, and a person dies from the coughing? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Rosh Hamedabrim b'chamako. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, who was always the first speaker. We're going to see why he was always the first speaker. Rosh Hamedabrim b'chamako. V'yomar avabishek. Why is it? So he says avabishek. Klayos yoatzos v'leiv meivin v'lashon mechatech. Even though your kidneys kind of give you good advice to tell you what to say, and the heart decides and understands what to say, and the tongue actually helps the speech, pegomer. The mouth, the teeth, the lips, that finishes the job. Right, and therefore, that's what's punished. Nener ablazer Rabbi Yossi, v'yamar, v'b'nesha ochlin b'dvarim temeyim. He says, no, because you eat the non-kosher foods, dvarim temeyim, salkadaitach, elosh ochlin b'dvarim she'inim misukanim. That's why you get this disease of askara, because you're eating something that's not misukan. There's our answer already. So you see, he holds it's not only lashon hara, but he's also saying it was the first avera. Nana Rabbi Shimon v'amar bavon bittul Torah. Rabbi Shimon says bittul Torah. Amar lo, they say to him, what do you mean nashim yochicha? What about women? Women get this disease and they don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Shemivatlo says valehen. Bittul Torah for their husbands. Huge discussion. What do you mean women don't have a chiyuv of bittul Torah, of Talmud Torah? Right? What do you mean? Women have to learn all the mitzvot that are shayach to them. The Rama writes Beferish and Yeridaya. They have to know Da'al Chavei Shulchan Aruch. So the answer is they don't only have to know that as part of the mitzvah. They don't have a mitzvah, a chiyuv of Talmud Torah per se lishma. They have to know Hilchas Shabbos because they have to keep Shabbos. They have to know Hilchas Kashrus because they have to keep Kashrus. Women don't have a chiyuv lishma. They can if they want to. They don't have a chiyuv lishma. So mevatel baleim, that's why the Gemara has to say, they're mevatel their husbands. Nachrim yochich, what do you mean non-Jews? Non-Jews get this disease. Mevatel es Yisrael, they're mevatel b'nei Yisrael. They also get the bitul Torah. Tinokos yochich, what about children? Children, Rashi, this is Rashi. She'enam b'nei limud, amar lahen, avein ba'avon she'mevatel mesavim, they're mevatel their father. Lo holichan lechama uletzonein, ulefaisan be'agozim. Right, for asking their parents to take them to the Shabbos store to get treats for Shabbos and to take them to the park. So Rashi says, Lo holichan lechama uletzonein, Ramosha Feisi, right, so the difference Moshe, what is going on? What, a kid can't be a kid? So it has to be where it's going overboard, where there's a certain appropriate amount of time that parents spend with their children, and beyond that, it's the father and the child's responsibility to say, you know what, now I have to go learn. It's a balance. It's a tough balance. And every generation might have a different balance. But that's an amazing Rashi. Right? The Rambam says, in Pirush Mishnayos and Chelek, you have to give the kids nuts. Right? Because you have to treat kids like kids. Revolpi says, if you make a kid learn when he's supposed to play, he's going to play when he's supposed to learn. We have to know exactly when he's supposed to play and when he's supposed to learn. But again, kids have to be kids. And it's an amazing Rashi. Tinokos yochichu, shemavatlos zaviyah. Tinokos shemisraban yochichu. What about the little kids? So that's obviously not their fault. Hasam kid Rebbe Gurion. Dam Rebbe Gurion, mitem Rav Yosef, Rebbe Shmaya, bizman shat tzadikim bador. When there are tzadikim in the door, and the door is chayev rachman litzlan, tzadikim nitfasim al ador. Sometimes Hashem takes a karban of tzaddikim. Ein tzaddikim bedar, tzaddikim are not in the generation, tinoko shebis rabban, nitfas and aladar. So the children are nitfas. Amr yisrael barzi'iri, v'amri lo, amr shim ben azira, my kra, imlo tedilach hayafam an hashim, tzi'ilach b'ikve atzon, and the continuation of the pasuk says, ri'i is gedi osayach, al mishkenos haroim. So the lashon of mishkenos is used, and we darshan that to mean mashkon, like a collateral. V'amrinan gediyim ha'mimushkonin al haroim. The goats that are taken as a mashkon for the shepherds. Shema amin? So, and that's why children sometimes are nitfas ba'avon ador. Shema amina, af alashon hara, na mikamer shema amina. So you see, it's af alashon hara. Good. Ramosha also has an idea where he says that it's not only the idea of trying to find an inappropriate time, but there's a natural effect. When there is bittul Torah in the world, so then memela, things happen. It doesn't even matter the causes and the reasons. If people aren't learning Torah, if Moshe writes in the difference, Moshe, then whoever's causing that is called a rodef. It doesn't matter purposely, not purposely. You could have the best intentions. Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is based on Torah. Is based on Limud HaTorah, the world keeps going through Limud HaTorah, and Rachmanu Litzlan, if there's Bittul Torah going on, so then one has to be very careful. So why is he called Rosh HaMedabrim? Let's get back to that detail, says the Gemara. Amai, Karli Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So we're about to see, because he was, he said good things about the Romans. But the Ben Yoyada says, it can't be that it was just because of that, that's why he's called Rosh HaMedabrim, because of the Romans. It must be that it's also, he was Min HaShemayim, called Rosh HaMedabrim. It must be that way. Because Rayo Lakach Mitzad Bechinasa B'Sharsho. And this is basically what I said before, says the Ben Yoyada, B'Shem the Arizal, and Shar HaGil Gulim. Arizal. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shar Yadomo Lamal HaShem. Ki Mitzad Sharsho B'Chinasa Roy Lios Rosh HaMedabrim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, he was up there. Right outside of Tzfat, he has his own Makam Kever, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. He was Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, B'chol Makam was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So he was Rosh HaMedabrim. Let's tell you. Okay. The Yasvi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu. Yehuda ben Gerim was with this group of people. Who was Yehuda ben Gerim? So Rashi says he was a child of Gerim. That's what Rashi says. Note in our Gersa, he's not called Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. That's left out. He's about to be a Baal Lashon Hara, and ultimately, we're going to see his demise at the end of the story. Tosva says, Halachi Garcina Rabbeinu Tam, Halach Rebbe Yehuda Ben Gerim. Rebbe, why? Because Rabbeinu Tam says, you see in other Gemaras that he's a Tana. You see, it's Rebbe Yehuda Ben Gerim. You see, he's a Tana from other Gemaras. And according, therefore, to that Gersa, you have to change the, according to that, assuming that he's a Rebbe, you have to change the Gersa, the end of the Gersa of our Gemara, that he's going to drop dead, as we'll see, but it mustn't be that something else happened, because it can't be if it's a Tana. Either way, according to our Gersa, he's not Rav Yehuda ben Geir, maybe it's another person who the Gemara is not so fond of. So he was there. So Pasach Rav Yehuda va'amar kama no'im ma'aseh in shalom hazu, how beautiful are the actions of this nation of Rome. Some Achronim say maybe he's saying it as a rhetorical. He didn't mean it as a praise, but that's how he was understood. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu gesharim, tiknu merchatzos. Look at these things they made. Marketplaces and bridges, bathhouses. Reb Yossi, Shasak Reb Yossi couldn't believe it, and he just kept quiet. Nen Reb Shimon Mayachoy, the Amar, kol ma shetiknu l'tiknu l'tzorach atzma. Oh yeah, they did this for their own benefit. Tiknu shvakim, lohushev hamzonos. They made marketplaces to be mizane in merchatzos la'adin bohen atzman, bathhouses to get their own gashmius enjoyment. Gesharim lito man meches. They made bridges, not to help us get across, because they want taxes. Halach Yehuda ben Geirim. So Yehuda ben Geirim went to Sipar Devrayim. What does it mean? Rashi even says he didn't do it on purpose. He just told his family and his Talmidim. But word gets out. As the Pasuk says, and I think it's a Koheles, Of Hashamayim Yolichas Hakol, right? The walls have ears, as we would say. V'nishmu l'malchus, Amru, the Malchus heard about it, so they said, Yehuda she'ela yis'ala, Yehuda, Yehuda ben-Eloi, who said good things about us, elevate him. He'll be the Rosh HaMedabrim. Yossi sheshasak yigala l'tzipori. Reb Yossi, that was quiet, he goes into Galus, right? He has to go up north to Tzipori. Shimon shegina yeharig. Shimon! Shiba yechai, chayiv misa. Ozal hu ubrei. He and his son went. Tashim be'medrash. They went to hide out in the base medrash. What's his son doing here? What's his son doing here? His son couldn't live without his father's Torah. Couldn't. So he went to stay with him. Kol yoma havi maisi lu debisu rifta. Every day his wife brought him bread, v'kuzet demaya, and a jug of water v'karchi, and that's how they ate. Ki talk of gzeirasa, when they really started looking for him, amr le lebrei, he said to his son, they're going to torture my wife. Nashim daitan kala aleihem v'dilma mitzari lo meglilon. Maybe they're going to torture her. And nashim daitan kala, what does it mean in this context? That they might not be able to be as strong in terms of not giving up information when they're tortured. Could be. And therefore, we don't want to put her into that situation. And therefore, let's leave. Also, Tashavim Ma'artas. They went into a cave. Right? Was somewhere up north also. Right? We assume it's in Pekin, which is all the way up north. We assume where the cave was. Israchish Nisa. A Nase occurred. Ivruluhu Charuva Ve'ena Demaya. And a carob tree. That's why the minhag of eating bucks are on Lag Ba'Omer. A carob tree and a well of water was in the cave. Was in the cave. I saw a great question I never saw before. I've done this Gemara how many times? Right? Why didn't Hashem just give them fruits? Why do they have to wait for the tree, for the fruit to grow? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always memayit nisim, as we've had many times. Even though when Hashem does a nace, he's always memayit it. So he'll create a tree, which then will produce fruit. But he won't give you the fruit directly. Amazing. What they do, they took off their clothes every day because they didn't want it to get worn out. They stayed in the sand up until their neck. And they learned all day. And when they had a davin, then they put on their clothes. We had earlier, back on Daf Yud Aleph, Gilgun HaShas here quotes it. I thought they didn't have to davin because they were learning all day. So Tosfos there quoted it. Maybe they had to stop for Kriya Shema. Once they stopped for Kriya Shema, they just continued. V'hadr mishalchi minayu ki yechid olivlo. And then they took off their clothes again so it doesn't get worn out. Isvu tracer shani b'ma'arsa. They stayed 12 years in the cave. Osa Eliyahu v'kama piskha d'ma'arta. Eliyahu Navi came to the opening of the cave. Amar man lo dila bar yochoy demis kesar ubato gzerta. Who's going to tell Rashbi that the Caesar has died? The decree is finished and you can come out. Nafku, they came out. Chazu inshi tikokarvi vizari. They saw farmers. They saw farmers plowing and planting. Amar, manich and chayi olam, boskim b'chayi sho. What are they doing? They're plowing. Why are they sitting and learning? Kamakab shenosin and ayam yanisraf, and he was burning up the world. They were destroying the world. Right? Where did we have this lashon before in the Masechta? Right? Manich and chayi olam, boskim b'chayi sho. Right? Rashi says the El Daf Yud. There we had it, where one of the Amorim said to the other one, what are you davening so long for? Go sit and learn. That was Chayolim Chayisha. Now we've switched. Now we've gone to the involved in the world. So what happened? Yatsa Baskov Amorim. Hashem said that to Baskov and says, Lahakrav Olami Yitzasem. You destroy my world? Chizru Lamartchem. Go back to your cave. I don't need rabbis like that burn up the world. Hadr Azlu Isivu Tracy Achishasa. So they stayed another year in the cave. Amri, Mishra Hashem began Yud Beis Chodesh. They said, okay, A Russia is 12 months, right? That's why we stopped saying Kaddish after 11 months, because we hoped and daven that everybody was not a Russia, but a Russia is 12 months. Yotzasab, Svardim say 12 months. That's their minhag. Yotzasab, Baskol, Vyamra, Sumima, Raschem. Another Baskol goes out now and says, okay, you can leave. Nafku. Kolhecha, Davi, Machi, Rebolazar, Davi, Masi, Reb Shimon. So the son was still immature in the way of not being able to be involved in the world. So his father, Shema Yechoy, had a heel every place that he kept burning up. But he said to his son, Bini, Dailo Olam Aniva Ata. If me and you, if we'd be learning in the world, you know, that would be enough to keep the world going. But meanwhile, they learned their lesson. Bahadi Panyi, he learned his lesson. Bahadi Panyi Dabali Shabbos, it was an Erev Shabbos, Chazo Usava, that Avak Tree Medani Asa, for Rabbi Nashmashes, they saw an old man that was holding two Hadassim and running on Erev Shabbos to bring the Hadassim. Right, there is a Minog, right, the Magen Avraham quotes it, of doing Hadassim on Shabbos. Chassidim do it, right after, right before Kiddush, the Arizal, they do a Brei Medei B'Samim right before Kiddush. So that's the Minhag, that's where it comes from, this Gemara right here. So the Hadassim, he was running. So Amrulei, Hanach Lamalach, what do you have these Hadassim for? Amrulehu, L'chavet Shabbos. L'chavet Shabbos. V'tizkelach B'chai, what do you need two for? One should be enough. Chai Keneged Zachar, V'chai Keneged Shamar. Zachar v'shamar. This is the marker for two candles. Amar lebrei chazi kama chaviv in mitzvahs al Yisrael. Look how beloved mitzvahs are on the Jewish people. Yosef daktayu, and their das was up. Meaning, you could even be involved in the physical world and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. That's what they saw by the Hadassim being brought for Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Period. We'll have to wait till the end of the story, Beit Hashem, for tomorrow. Okay, so Bezer will have a daf be'in here tonight on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. Okay, we'll stop here.